Hello, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Nathan. It's great to see you.
You too. So, Amy, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself and your business?
Sure. I'm Amy Marchand Collins. I'm a mother of twins who were born very premature at 24 weeks gestation. And that was the point, really, when I felt the course of my life shift. They are 19 years old now. And a few years ago, as I was looking towards they're going to graduate high school, but they'll need support ongoing as they go through life. I saw the opportunity to take the business classes through DD, and I got signed up to take those because I figure the best thing to do for us would be to find a way to have a business to support that they can take over eventually and be self-supporting, and that'll let me be around for what they need me to be around for too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the business you do?
So I started a business on Etsy. I make jewelry and knitted accessories, shawls, little bags, and the like.
Cool.
It's called Amaco Designs. AMMACO Designs on Etsy.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing or two things you learned in the business classes?
Actually, I think the thing that I'm still learning, but I got from the business classes, was the realization that even though we call it self-employment, that we don't have to be alone in it. And there's this whole community of support and networking that's there.
That's
if you
true.
Have a question. Yeah. It's not my instinct to ask for help, but it's something that I'm learning to incorporate more and more. And I think it's important.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I noticed that too. There's a lot of small business owners or entrepreneurs, they like helping one another and give feedback, recommendations, and they always have. If you're looking for something and you know another person, they may know someone else, and that networking is good.
It really is.
Small businesses is definitely, it's its own community to help the bigger community.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's not like we compete with each other because we all have our own distinct niches.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So we can be supportive. You know, even if there's multiple people who make jewelry, no two are the same.
Your jewelry, what kind of material you use to make them?
These are, what are they, stainless steel wire, actually, the spirals. I use copper, steel, wire, and beads of different materials. I also use a lot of found objects, like especially stones I've picked up on the beaches.
Cool.
Yeah. Biggest news I have right now is that I wrote a book.
You wrote a book.
I wrote a book. It's coming out. Well, by the time this is out, I think it will be out. It's called After the NICU, and it's it tells my story, but it's not just my story. It's based on my experience as the mother of extremely premature twins and also as the first parent consultant or community health worker at the neonatal follow-up clinic at Women and Infants Hospital with Dr. Vore. So it's kind of the guidebook that I needed when my kids were tiny. There's a lot of support from a lot of different organizations who specialize in preemies while you're in the NICU. But then you go home and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's just me. Like, I'm not qualified. I didn't go to medical school. How can I take care of these babies? That's kind of what it's for. Like everything from like laundry to SSI and Medicaid, a lot on early intervention.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of helpful tips.
Yeah, it sounds very helpful for those parents in need and definitely needed out there in the world. I bet a lot of people will enjoy reading it. Can people buy a physical copy of the book, or is it Kindle or ebook?
Both, either one. It's a Kindle. Also, you can get a physical copy of it, either buying it on Amazon, or you can email me at amy@afterthenicubook.com. You can purchase one that way. I'm planning to be at the Small Business Saturday show, and I should have copies for sale there as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Would you like me to read a bit from it?
Sure. Yeah, let's
do that. From the beginning?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, whatever part you want to read. Like,
it says, this is not how it was supposed to go. This is not the way things were supposed to happen. A full-term pregnancy lasts 40 weeks, maybe somewhat less if you're carrying twins, but not this early. Pregnancy is not supposed to last just 6 months. Actually, 2 weeks less since the count starts at your last period. But here you are. Yesterday, you flipped to a new chapter in your pregnancy book, 24 weeks. Welcome to the window of viability. today, you find yourself in a hospital room on the surgical floor instead of the maternity floor. Or worse, you are on the maternity floor and all you can hear are everyone else's babies. And your babies? Your babies are in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU. Instead of cuddly bundles you can bring home with you when you're discharged tomorrow, they're in individual isolettes, hooked up to so many tubes and wires, there's even an IV line in your son's scalp. Yet this world of beeps and wires is your baby's first home. The plastic isolettes with portholes through which you can tentatively reach a hand to stroke them with your finger are their first beds. The terror is almost overwhelming as you lurch from crisis to crisis, wondering from moment to moment whether they will survive this current crisis or the next. You may even be afraid to say aloud the question burning in your mind at every moment. Will my baby survive? And then, days after your C-section, you are discharged from the hospital, your arms empty. If you're fortunate, your hospital's NICU is one of the few single-family room NICUs that allow and encourage parents to stay in the room with their babies and are now the new standard of care. In that case, that's not so much leaving the hospital as it is changing rooms. Or there may be a nearby Ronald McDonald House that welcomes parents of NICU babies. But even those options only postpone the inevitable moment you arrive back at home, no longer pregnant, but without your baby. It can feel like your heart is stretched across miles, especially if you have older children at home to tend to. One part of your heart is at home with your older children, the other is in the NICU. Then you waited weeks just for them to be stable enough to hold them. As scary as the NICU seemed, the first time you tiptoed in and found your babies amid all the high-tech equipment keeping them alive, somehow, without you even noticing it, the NICU becomes a safe place for you. Even these past weeks, as you've been doing more and more of your baby's care yourself, you had the security of knowing at any time an alarm went off, the whole team was right there, just steps away. You're all coming home with us, right? You say, and although you're smiling, you're not completely joking. Like hundreds of families before you, next week, you'll pack up your little ones and all their clothing and gear. How can such tiny beings have so much stuff? And leave the NICU for the last time. You'll leave behind all those nurses and doctors, the loving caregivers who are so much more expert caring for your babies than you. You may already have an inkling that the books you bought early in your pregnancy to guide you through your baby's first years aren't written for you or your babies. Your experience does not fit the mold that some consider the norm. Your little ones are special. They may have already surmounted more obstacles than some people face in decades of living, and they aren't even supposed to be here until next week. You are entering uncharted waters, or at least it feels that way right now. But it's not completely uncharted. Others have traveled this way before you and left markers, breadcrumbs, a trail of sorts that you can follow. The book you hold in your hands gathers up those breadcrumbs and plots them on the map. Consider this your personal guidebook, your companion through the weeks ahead as you embark on your life at home with your micropremies. It's possible some parts of this guidebook won't match your experience. That's to be expected. Just as no two NICU journeys are the same, neither is the experience of parenting. Our children are first and foremost individuals. They are themselves, individuals with their own unique characteristics and personality.
Wow. How was that? That was good, yeah. So that book was about, it's like 19 years since you've gone through beginning to now and helping resources, and you gathered all the resources and you helped other parents in the past with the NICU. That's amazing work.
Yes, yeah. Well, I was, when I started working for Ripen in 2007, my children were 4, and I was the first parent consultant at the neonatal follow-up clinic. Yeah. It was still headed by Dr. Betty Vohr.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked alongside Ellen Cavanaugh, who's a social worker, and we created a program to support families in that transition from the NICU to home with extra education and support. So, yeah, I've worked with hundreds of families taking that journey,
yeah,
from NICU to home.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations, yeah, on your book.
Thank you.
And thanks for your work you've done with new moms and the NICU. What's your favorite part about being a business owner with self-employment?
My favorite part, it's the freedom to be able to define my schedule the way, mm-hmm, it works for me, and the flexibility to be able to, because with the kids I have, even though they're 19, things change in an instant and I can get a phone call and my day gets upended.
Yeah.
And to be able to be where I need to be for them. And hopefully as time goes on and we make more, the money will be good too.
Right.
Yeah.
The flexibility is nice to have your own business. You can make your own schedule and you can walk around other schedules too. That's nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And work on things, you know, multitasking, yeah. You know, working on making stuff while I'm listening to them or watching TV in the evening or whatever.
Yeah, and you can make the jewelry in one half of the day and then you can make the book in the other half.
Exactly, yes.
Go back and forth or vice versa. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I talked about having help around. That was one of the things that I gifted myself in this process of writing the book. I mean, I've had people telling me for years I should write a book and I always wanted to. What made it become reality was I signed up originally for this free class on how to get your book idea in 5 days and with Angela Loria with the Author Incubator. And she has a program. She's published, I think it's thousands of books at this point. And she's got it down to a science so that she walks you through the whole process of defining your ideal reader, you know, defining who your audience is for, which you'd have to do for any kind of business. Like, who is this for? And then what is it that you're offering? And then the writing is actually pretty quick. It happens in 3 months.
Wow.
So, yeah. And she's got designers who did the cover. And I can't take credit for that other than I approved it. I love my cover.
The cover is pretty, it's nice, too. I like it's the fee and good colors, too.
Yeah. Well, purple is the color associated with March of Dimes and their walk for prematurity. I mean, it's not sponsored by March of Dimes, but it's sort of the same.
It's the color of it, yeah.
It's the color of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the book, getting back in the book, it's not that long either. It's like I'm reading the Amazon page, 95 pages too. So you can read that in a couple of days, a week, depending on how long.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick read.
Yeah. And it seems like it's also like a resources book too, so you can always go back and reference it if you need to. That's what it sounds like.
I patterned it after our Transition Home Plus program that we did at the follow-up clinic. So I've got a chapter for before you go home from the NICU, you know, getting ready for them to come home. Then I have another chapter at like the 1 month corrected age when they've been home roughly a month. And then 7 months, 12 months, and 18 months. You know, and I talk about like the first birthday, you know, for a lot of parents of preemies, the first birthday isn't exactly all cake and ice cream. You know, it's because it's the memory of the trauma and the uncertainty of them coming so early, just a year before. What I did to celebrate my kid's first birthday was we brought sandwiches and a cake to the NICU, to the nurses. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm not the only one who does that. A lot of people do that.
I bet a lot of people do bring stuff to the nurses and they give us a thank you and
bring their
kids to the show home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably makes the nurses feel proud and happy to see them and probably an emotional day too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, usually, you know, because they just see us go home and then if we send a card or pictures, they can see that. But otherwise, you know, unless you bump into them at the grocery store, which this is Rhode Island, so that happens too.
True. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Amy, do you have any social media accounts that people can follow you and learn more about updates about your your business or the book?
Sure. Yes. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I guess LinkedIn too. If you search for Amy Marchand Collins, I also have, like I said, my email, if other parents want to connect with me, amy@afterthenicubook.com. I'm working on setting up a website and landing page.
And what's the name of the Etsy shop one more time?
Yes, it's Amaco Designs, A-M-M-A-C-O Designs.
And that's where everyone can go to find the jewelry and the earrings and everything else you create.
Yeah.
And then if anyone's interested in ordering the book, you can visit the Amazon page. I have a link below if you want a Kindle. And if you want a physical book, you said they can email you and send it. All right, Amy, is there anything else you'd like to say or promote?
If people are interested in having me do a talk from the book, I'm so grateful for you for inviting me on this podcast. Thank you for doing that.
Well, Amy, thank you again for joining me on this podcast. And I wish you luck in your business and congratulations on your new book coming out.
Thank you so much, Nathan. I really, really appreciate the opportunity.